Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
This podcast is brought to you by SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY and receive $20 back on your purchase ticket. I know summer concerts are coming up pretty soon here. So use SeatGeek.com, promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, ALMIGHTY. Use that code and you'll receive $20 rebate on your purchase seating ticket. SeatGeek.com, better seats, better prices. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the newest edition of The Fast Break. Like I said, I'm gonna have a very special guest for this very special podcast. We are now doing Drake's album review, Views. And my special guest here, huge social media fan base, I believe 50K followers with Vine and YouTube combined, shares the same love for Drake as I do. Mr. Brandon Anderson. Why don't you go ahead and talk to the people?
What's up, everybody? This is Brandon. Blake hypes me up way more than he needs to, but that's all right.
He deserves the hype. I'm done with the hype. I'm done.
Yeah, we're already jumping into that. All right.
So I guess before we even talk about Views, what song was it for you? You're just like, yo, Drake's going to like own the rap game for the next 5 years.
For me, that had to be Lord Knows. I loved all of Take Care, and that's actually when I joined the Drake following. Ever since I started hearing his stuff, Alpha Take Care, I knew it was going to be pretty crazy. He was just coming out with such hard stuff, but also his little touch of light songs made a big difference.
And we can say, like, nothing has ever topped Take Care.
No.
That is still his best work. I mean, Views was a pretty good album, but
Views and I mean everything else in between too has been pretty spot on, but not just it just hadn't had the same effect that Take Care did, I don't think.
Yeah. And for me, I think it was I'm on one.
He was number one.
If we go on, well, you go for number one. We try to be number one.
Yo, he has that swag. Like, yeah. He's gonna be the one.
And he does too. He's not just a music personality, but he's just a personality, I think, in general.
Yeah.
His style, he has his own style and his own, like, label with OVO and all that kind of stuff. I think that all makes a big difference, too.
Hey, whoever thought the boy from Degrassi named Aubrey, you know, be on the top right now.
Exactly.
So let's open up. Keep the family close. First time I heard it, I was like, yo, is this The Weeknd or is this Drake? Because it has, like, that little, you earned it opening to it.
It does, yeah.
I broke down the words.
What's the word? Word.
It was subliminal hits that he was like talking about Nicki in that song.
You think so?
You know, it makes sense. All of my let's just be friends, we're not friends anymore. You chose the other side.
Right. Okay. I never really looked at it.
I didn't either until I looked that up. Like, whoa. That's pretty deep.
I think that's a really good song overall. I mean, it's not one of my favorites at all.
Oh, but no.
It's definitely, I think it deserved a place on Views, and I like that he put it first.
Yeah.
I like that.
You like that? You like that?
Take that. Well, I was watching a Zane Lowe interview with him, and I guess the theme for this album, they have it winter in Toronto, then summer, then winter again. Hence why the Summer's Over interlude was, like, towards the end of the track.
Great song.
Transitioning back to winter. Instrumentation was great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was cool. Not one of his best tracks.
No.
It was a weird opener, though.
It was a weird opener, but I think it deserved to be there. Like, if it was going to be anywhere, I think it deserved to be there.
And it set the tone.
Yeah, it did. It was like a Calm Before the Storm type song.
I think my favorite verse in that song.
Kennedy Road taught me not to trust people like you.
Yeah. Great
line. Like, yo, what's Kennedy Road? Like, that sounds like a deep place to go at. So, 9.
Love it. Love it. That's the first hype song on the album, you can say. It bumps especially on good speakers and stuff. It's definitely a song just to chill and drive to.
Yeah. I turned the 6 upside down, it's a 9 now.
I don't really know what that means, but I don't really know if you have to enjoy the song. It's Drake, and I know a lot of people get pissed off when people say that, but I feel like it's like not...
He earned that title.
He totally earned that title, I think. He's kept control of the rap game this long for a reason. And, you know, we sound like Drake, you know...
Yeah.
We sound extremely biased towards Drake, and we're trying not to, but this is just our personal opinion. That's how I feel.
I mean, he is legitimately our favorite artist.
Right.
So, we try to sound as unbiased as we can, but hey, feelings get involved when you mix vodka and emotions.
There we go. Exactly.
See, I felt something different about 9. I thought it was real lazy the first time I heard it.
Yeah, it's not... I don't think he put much effort into it. I mean, I don't think he really had to, though. I think he kind of knew it was a good song, but not, once again, not his best. And I think he knew that.
It sounded like a throwaway track from If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. If you were to put that on there, it would have blended in that mixtape perfectly.
Yeah. Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. But by far, as we transition to You With Me.
All right.
You hear that phone call.
You hear that phone call, and you know it's Chops.
And then you hear the DMX, it's like, oh, it's Chops.
Yeah, yeah, that was definitely my favorite song the first time I heard the album.
Yeah.
I listened to the album, hands down, my first time through, that was the one that kept playing in my head. That's the one I could repeat. Yep. I will say, as I listened to it more and I listened to the rest of the album more, it did change a little bit, but I still love that
song. Still one of my top 3 favorite songs, if not my favorite song off the album. What I like most is that he still kept that Views from the 6 beat. That was like a little teaser for Views. He made that beat at the end, like he didn't go completely the way, because I like that beat, and he used it. Mm. And he changed the tempo, and it was great. Every time you hear a phone call on Drake's songs, it's going to be good.
It's going
to
be good.
Hello?
It has to be.
what, Marvin's Room had the phone call in there, right, and then this does, and it's like the phone call, man.
It's
like,
the phone call. It sets a tone. Definitely sets a tone.
When the hotline blinks, it's great. Feel No Ways, Just Hold On, We're Going Home. It had that type of, I wanted to be in my feels, but the beat was still kind of upbeat.
It was too upbeat to be in your
feels. You couldn't commit to it.
I agree with that.
Drake's song, it feels, he's talking about a new girl with each set of issues in each song. For example, Child's Play, this girl's childish, mm-hmm. but the beat was on tempo, so.
Yeah. That's actually the second song I fell in love with. I don't know what it is about that song. I really like the different change-ups and the tempos throughout the song.
Uh-huh.
I really like towards the end where it's like, dun, 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 dun. I like that.
Dun, dun.
I don't know why I like that so much, but I do. So I would definitely say Feel No Ways is definitely one of my favorite songs off the album, and I still listen to that probably one of the most off the album right now.
I thought like Party was going to be on it as soon as I heard that.
He could have been. There's a lot of people that could have been on it, but Party would have worked well.
So hype. I feel like Jules Santana.
That song just goes hard. I mean, if I'm trying to be in a pump mood and just get, you know, feel good and listen to some flowing Drake, I love that song.
And the thing about Drake, he always has a bullseye on his back.
Yeah, he always has and always will, though.
And he keeps proving everybody wrong every time.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I respect about Drake. He always has his chip on his shoulder. He knows he's the best. He knows he's on top. And people are constantly just going to try to bring him down. On to, like, my favorite track, personally, Western Road Flows.
That's your favorite? Really?
That's honestly my favorite.
No, there's nothing wrong with that, too.
Well, the sampling done in this album was just great. He used Mary J. He used DMX.
He used a lot of people. Yeah. But yeah, you're
and
right.
He said a lot of, yeah. It was like a tweet out there. It was like a minute 30 long of Drake saying yeah on Views.
You know, that's a little excessive, but, you know, not necessarily when you're Drake.
It's real subtle. So it's like count me times to say yeah in this podcast.
I love that song though too. I love that he does the little lighter flick in the beginning, you know. Mm-hmm. He says it's one of them ones. I like that. I like that song a lot.
He shouted KD out.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And this isn't the first time he shouted him out.
I noticed that.
Too Much.
Mm-hmm.
So they must be cool, something like that.
I'm not even a huge basketball fan, and I notice that every time he does it too. I'm like, wow, nice stuff.
There was also something I'd seen in Western Road Flows. Let me get my notes out here. kind of like the equivalent over My Dead Body and Underground Kings.
I totally agree with that.
Drake's childhood.
Mm-hmm.
Same with Look What You've Done.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
It's like it's a storytelling song.
Look What You've Done and Over My Dead Body are two of my favorite songs from Drake. Liz easily. Kong, easily.
From the best album that
Drake
has made.
Exactly.
All right. So we have some different thoughts on this next track. Redemption is on your mind when you think about me.
Right. Obviously, like I've said pretty much about every other song, love it. It was expectable from Drake. Yeah. I would expect that from Drake. But
it was
one of them ones. Yeah, but I think he did it in a different kind of little bit of a way that he...
He didn't come off as needy or desperate.
Yeah, and it's like a new Drake kind of feel.
It sounded like, you know, you need me more than I need you, but I would like you too. So,
yeah.
That's the vibe I got from it. I don't think the comparisons to Marvin's Room was fair.
No, those aren't fair. I agree. That's not fair.
I think that's on its own lane and its own. I just didn't feel the same from Marvin's Room to this. And it's rude to compare it to Marvin's Room, but then again, you're not wrong for doing that.
Right.
Like, I think my favorite Feels track on this album was Fire and Desire.
I agree, almost. Almost. I can't totally put all my agreement in that. But
almost doesn't cut it, Brandon. Almost,
it doesn't cut it right now. I know that. Almost. But it's just such a... There's so many good songs. But Fire and Desire is definitely one of my favorite songs, too.
I dedicate.
Get real on the band. I like. Love that song.
Wow.
Love it.
They're going to love it, love it, love it.
Right, right. Honestly, I don't really have much to say about it. I just love that song.
So, with you.
Ouch.
What?
Are you
kidding me?
One, I like it, but I'm not.
You said ouch in the beginning you really like it?
I can't sit here and say I listen to that as much as I listen to the rest of the album. There's about two songs on there that I really don't listen to that often, and that's unfortunately one of them.
And what's the other one?
I don't know. I'd have to look through the track list. It's just, I like it, but I just,
was it
know.
Party? Does like Party and Drake just doesn't work together? Cause I like the Jeremiah sample at the end too.
Views. I don't. I know this is gonna be an interesting little end of this. I know. And when I say I don't listen to it, that doesn't mean I don't think it's good. It's just I have a weird personality when it comes to what I like to listen to over and over.
Really, I didn't know that.
I know. Like even if I love a song, there's times I'm not gonna listen to it for a while just because I really don't. I don't think about it. I don't feel it.
I love With You.
Good.
It's about us right now.
Where you go. But I love the rest of the album pretty much. That and Views is the other one I don't really listen to as much.
We strongly disagree on that, and we will get to that.
We need disagreements in this, though.
And I think we do, because we pretty much agree on everything.
Yeah, we can't agree on everything.
We barely ever fight, so. Faithful.
Love it. Love it. It dropped early. I don't know if it leaked or it dropped. I think it leaked.
I think it leaked early.
It leaked. Yeah. I don't listen to it as much as I should because of that. I think it kind of ran its course when it first leaked, I feel like.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Amber Rose in the beginning. That really
I didn't know that was her.
Yeah, that's Amber Rose. That speaks to me. I love me some Amber Rose.
Liquor bald head like a lollipop.
Yeah, I mean, not many girls can pull off the bald, but you know.
That's very true. That's very true. Yeah, I thought Pimp C had the best verse on that song, to be honest with you.
Okay.
He's respecting that Houston flow, that Houston swagger, so.
I agree with that. I think Drake outdid him, but I mean, that's sad.
You know.
There's also multiple versions that came out of it, like that. The one that leaked didn't have the one dude in it for very long, right?
DVSM.
Yeah, DVSM, which he is on the come up, my friends. If he sticks to what he's doing right now and doesn't change lanes and all that stupid stuff, I think he is in a good position right now.
Mm.
Not going to be an A-lister.
But. No, but
you know.
Maybe a little bit better than Magic Jordan.
Yeah, I think better than Magic Jordan if he sticks to where he is.
Because it sounded good. Like, it had that 90s R&B tempo to it.
Mm-hmm.
Still Here? I don't know how I felt about it.
Yeah.
Like, it was real braggadocious. Jay-Z's really good at braggadoshing. And is that a word, braggadoshing?
It can be now.
Yeah, the fast break, anything happens. I either really liked it or got hyped or I'm not really feeling it. I think I'll skip it.
Yeah. I feel the same way. A very skippable song with not much playback.
It's kind of disappointing, to be honest.
I was
really disappointing, but you can't, you know, make 100% the shots you take.
Right.
Controller.
Love it. Easy.
See, You listen to Controller. All right, this is cool. Mm-hmm. There wasn't enough bass in it for me.
Okay, you like bass? I feel you.
Like you got Controller, and then you hit Upgrade, and then One Dance comes on.
I'll take One Dance over Controller.
And the thing I like about this, Hotline Bling, Controller, One Dance, even Feel No Ways, a Caribbean influence in his songs.
I like that. A lot of people are kind of confused about that, but yeah. I don't think you really need to look that far into it.
He's trying something different.
Yeah, just listen to it and respect it.
And it's working.
Yeah, it is.
So One Dance.
Love it.
I think there's nothing really much to...
Easy to listen to. I mean, it comes on and you're just like, all right, you know. Like, you don't have to, like, try to think too deep into the song. Like,
I need a Henny in my hand.
Right, yeah.
One more time before I go.
Perfect for the clubs. It's been on clubs and stuff like that around here, so I think it's perfect.
Salsa, Jamaican, everything with it.
He knew what he was doing. He knew he was going to make a song like that was going to be very easy to listen to.
And if Justin Bieber makes a remix to it, then you're doing something.
Which I loved also. The Justin Bieber remix of that is pretty hot. You guys got to listen to that too.
It is pretty dope. Not a lot of Drake and Justin collabs though. They had Right Here,
which is great.
It was good. Then I feel like they were like fighting to have the best part in that song.
Yeah, they just keep going back.
It's like, I can sing better than you.
What was the other one? Do they have another one?
I don't think they have another one.
Oh man, I thought they did. All right.
If there's another one, just comment and let us know, because I really don't.
I really do forget. Okay.
Wait. Let's keep on Justin and Drake for a little bit. Who's hot right now? Who's hotter? Or they're in their own different lanes.
Yeah, I was just about to say, I don't think you can do that.
I think it's unfair to both of them.
It's unfair to both of them. I think if you take 10 random people off the street of any age, over the age of like 15.
I feel like it's 50-50.
Really? I disagree with that.
Over the age of 50?
I think 15.
15? 15.
15. I'm saying a lot of people are going to know.
I was trying to keep it legal here.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, like, that can comprehend, music and, like, actually listen to music.
I was like, 50, I was like, Hotline Bling?
No, I mean, like, I think a lot more people know who Justin Bieber is. I don't know if that makes him necessarily more poppin', or it doesn't make him a better artist or anything. They're both from Canada and all that, and I guess they have some
Canada's
similarities.
Canada's really putting on right now.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, America, yeah. We need to get our talent back together.
For real.
Wow. Scary hours. So we get to Grammys. There was so much stuff going on in this song.
And that's what I didn't like about it. I do like the song, but I didn't like how much they had going on.
See, that song should have been on What a Time to Be Alive, not Views.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't fit Views at all.
I've never even thought about that, but that is very true. Or Diamonds Dancing should have been on
Views. Wow, that would have been a great... Yeah. I think it would have took Views to another level.
Yeah.
It's another song to listen to.
Yeah, but yeah, I totally disagree with the Grammys being on there. I think Future in a way kind of ruined the song.
The intro was cool.
Drake had a good opener, but I do think I think it would have grabbed me. I don't think he does. Yeah,
Views is better than that.
it was, and I was very disappointed at that part. If I'm rolling around with the windows down, I'm not gonna mind him saying that a bunch of times. But you know, I mean, if I'm sitting there in my room by myself just jamming to music, I'm not gonna want to hear that.
Pop Style, we're here. It was a lot of stuff going on. Like, you had the track with Jay-Z and Kanye, The Throne, in quotation marks. You can't see me throwing out the quotation mark sign. Like, you listen to the album version. Jay wasn't on it. Kanye wasn't on it. And I heard it's supposed to be, like, Drake and Kanye at first. And, like, Jay was in the studio. And it was like, yo, Jay, want to hop on this? And he just ended up doing Drake's hook and didn't do the verse. So, what's wrong with that?
Now, my question that I don't really remember is Pop Style leaked, right? Did that leak, or did he drop that version?
No, I thought that came out on iTunes.
Okay. So he did drop that.
Thing. Yeah.
See, and I think,
came out with One Dance.
Oh, you're right.
At the same time, yeah.
Yep, okay. I think the first cut of Pop Style, that first one that came out, I think it was a little sloppy.
Yeah.
It definitely had a lot of work to be done to it, and I think he noticed that maybe after he dropped it, or maybe he knew that.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, but I wasn't a big fan of the first one. I definitely listened to One Dance a ton more when it came out than I did Pop Style.
It was really a really forgettable blab.
Mm-hmm.
Which is sucks. You hear the throw on it, you expect better.
Yeah, exactly. And to have Jay-Z in a song that long, I mean, even if he wasn't really planning to do it, I mean, that's...
Yeah.
I don't really see the point in it. I mean...
And I think that's what he said. He just... It would be unfair to listeners. I would have kept that version on there.
Yeah. And I'm 100% total in agreement with him doing the version that he did on his on the actual album. Like,
we got another Drake verse, which was great.
Yep.
The beat was awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So I think Drake made the right call by sticking to, you know, the him staying by himself.
Yeah, I like that.
Too Good. Another Drake and Rihanna collab, which always works out.
Mm-hmm.
The square root of A-Sun, right? I've been trying to work it out. different from all those collabs, though.
Different, yeah. I personally love the song.
Yeah.
I love it. At first, I wasn't too sure about it, but...
Yeah.
I like the language or whatever he speaks. Like, I don't know. He makes it sound very different.
Mm-hmm.
Tropical, if you will, like we said earlier.
Yeah, tropical Caribbean theme.
Yeah.
And Rihanna definitely helped out on that.
Definitely. I think they're very good together.
It sounds real. Like, you can just tell the chemistry between them. Like, they weren't faking it.
You're a phony!
Chemistry. Yeah. You can definitely see that.
Yeah.
But yeah, love that song.
Could you say the chemistry between Nicki and Drake was forced just because it looked good?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because people would rather see it. Yeah,
they were just both on Young Money, so I feel like they just... Uh-huh. They were supposed to build a... some sort of thing off that.
Yeah, Too Good, it sounded to me like a more upbeat version of Take Care.
I think better, though.
Really?
Yeah. I think it sounds better than the song Take Care, not the whole album, but
the song Take Care. See, I think Take Care has more replay value for me.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't find myself listening to Take Care that much.
Really? Well, probably because you're not in the field as much as I am, so.
That could be it. But I do love that. I do love both songs, but I do think Too Good.
They both have, like, a good meaning to it, so.
Yeah, yeah.
And you get the female perspective, too.
And, you know, they both.
A girl needs her loving, too, man.
Right, exactly. And even a girl like Rihanna needs someone to be around, and I think. If her and Drake dated or are dating or whatever, I think that's awesome. I think they look good together. Side note, real quick, work. Was that?
I didn't even think about work.
I totally forgot to. That's why I just.
I'm glad you said that. Well, I kind of disregard work because I know lyrically they're both better than that.
They are, but I think
you can't deny
it's like
hit.
One dance. I think it's almost like One Dance. They were just making something to listen to, a summer anthem, if you will, like what DJ Khaled's been saying. Mm-hmm.
For free.
For free.
Major key alert.
I think we should get into those at the end.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll get into the 4 p.m. Calabasas.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll
definitely get into all that. As always, Drake has an interlude in his albums.
Right.
CeCe's interlude and Thank Me Later.
Mm-hmm.
You have Bird Live interview and Take Care. Was there an interlude and Nothing Was the Same? I don't remember there being an interlude and Nothing Was the Same.
Oh, no, I don't think so. If you're reading this, it's too late, Nat. I think his big albums he focuses on have interludes, and I like this interlude a lot.
Yeah, I think one of our favorite interludes.
Yeah, I can definitely agree with that. I like it more than the Buried Alive interview. Just a side note, last summer was like the best summer of our lives, so this song right here, it really hits us. That's how I feel when I listen to it. I think about last summer. And
It sticks to the theme of what Drake was trying to do. Winter Toronto, Summer Toronto... Which, you know, Too Good, and then you come, summer's over, interlude. Like, all right, well, now it's back to the cold.
I respect Drake for once again putting an artist that nobody really knows of at the time on an interlude like that. Because Kendrick, he did the same thing for Kendrick.
The Weeknd, we didn't know about him yet.
Right.
And then, you know, he kind of put him on.
Drake is awesome at that. He really does make a lot of people famous, which is awesome.
Yeah, which he doesn't get credit for that.
No, nobody really gives him credit, but he's got a lot under his belt.
A lot of people look at the OVO Sound label and see how, like, not a lot of artists are popping from that. But he put a lot of people on that we should give him more credit for.
Right.
Fire and Desire. Like I said, I thought it had, like, a 90s R&B slow jam feel to it. I thought it was better than Redemption. It felt more authentic to me, if you will.
No, I feel you on that. I say it gets me in my feels a lot quicker than Redemption was.
Yeah.
I relate a little bit more to Fire and Desire. I'm not exactly sure why, but I do. I just find that really easy to relate to and really easy to listen to.
Mm-hmm.
And just the, of course, once again, also I want to give a big shout out to 40. I mean, this dude is a freaking musical genius.
Talk about work.
Right,
working.
I mean, Drake needs his ups, but man, this wouldn't be possible with 40. It sounds totally different without 40.
Yeah. Views. Before.
Question is.
I have an angel.
There's a rhythm. No. Was I in church or what? Like,
no, we weren't listening to Coloring Book.
That, yeah, that's what I was saying. Chance about to come in on the song or what?
Stop it. Stop. Chance, we love you. That was still a good piece of work.
Great album, yes.
No, before we even talk about views, Drake has a history of ending tracks.
I agree.
With that chip on his shoulder banger. With Thank Me Later, it was Thank Me Now. With Take Care, The Ride.
The Ride. Oh, yeah. And The Ride was beautiful. I mean, there's not one song on that album that I can critique, really.
It pairs more into music, too, and Pound Cake. Mm-hmm. That ending that just concludes everything. I think Drake always has a good conclusion at the end of his albums.
Mm-hmm. Always.
And I thought this did it for me.
Right. You know, I think it's just one of those songs, once again. I mean, I know I told you guys that I'm not a big fan of it, but it's not that I'm not a big fan. It's just I don't find myself listening to it.
That's fair.
I don't really know why, but that's just kind of how it is.
It happens.
It's a great song. I listen to it more than some other ones on there, but still.
Bounce That Thing like Low. We're talking about Child's Play. Why do you gotta find me a cheesecake? You know I love to go there.
Say I'm making light skin. I can't think you nowhere.
I can't think you nowhere.
No, I know. Great song. I mean, I don't really know exactly what he's aiming for in the song.
I don't either.
He jumps around a little bit.
Yeah.
But like, once again, I don't think it matters.
No, it was a silly song.
Yeah, he went from talking about if your girl goes to the season opener basketball game, she's with some dudes on the team.
Was that Drake's dad talking?
He, I don't know.
It sounded like Kevin Gates or Drake's dad, but then I couldn't see Kevin Gates and Drake hanging. But
that whole thing, I mean,
it was weird, but I loved it.
It was weird, but yeah, exactly. I mean, Drake, he pulls stuff out. I mean, he gets a little bold with stuff like that, but I mean, that's why I respect him as an artist, I think.
One thing we overlooked is that Drake is known for his breakdowns.
Oh, yeah.
He started that breakdown influence. And
Come Through was my favorite breakdown of his.
Really?
Yeah.
That's my least favorite breakdown.
I love that breakdown. I don't know why.
That is my least favorite breakdown.
I love that breakdown. I don't know why.
I don't know what my favorite breakdown is around the spot, but I just know like when I listen to it, he's known for that, and he's great at doing that. So, overall conclusion on the album.
All right. So let's compare this to other albums, too, his past albums.
Yeah. I still think Thank Me Later gets slept on. It kind of
said that. Thank Me Later, absolutely.
Yeah.
Is this better than Thank Me Later? And, you know, I think I do want to take a quick second to say, I think the fact that you even have to think about that is good. I think that's kind of rare these days. I feel like a lot of rappers fall off pretty quick.
Yeah, that's true. Thank Me Later, he was starting off. I like to say it has more. Well, you know what? I can go listen to Thank Me Later anytime I want and still feel like it's not 2009, it's 2016. I don't know if it's better. I'll say this. It's better than Nothing Was the Same, but it wasn't better than Take Care. Maybe it's a tie between Thank Me Later. Maybe a little, you know, depends on 50-50. So it's like maybe his second or third best album. Nothing Was the Same was good, but I think that album just kind of steadily declined as it went.
You know, I totally agree. I think this definitely fits somewhere between Take Care and Nothing Was the Same.
Yeah.
If you want to include his mixtapes and all that, I loved If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. Yeah. Loved that. That was great.
Yeah. And we're not even talking about So Far Going to Come Back.
No, we're not really bringing that up right now, just because he was so hungry back then. I mean, right now it feels like he's just maintaining at this point.
And which is a hard thing to do.
Nowadays, that's hard to do.
When you're on top and you know you're on top, I'm as hungry.
Right.
As they used to be.
Right.
And he definitely is doing a good job of doing that.
Right.
If I had to give it a 1 out of 10 rating, 1 through 10 rating, probably like 8.
Yeah. No, I think 8.5.
Yeah.
I totally agree with that.
And I know a lot of people were pissed about the wait being so long, but he gave us If You're Reading This, It's Too Late. He gave us What a Time to Be Alive. He gave us singles, you know, before this happened. So.
I agree, but I was definitely one of those people that was pissed off.
Yeah.
I was at his 2014 Drake and Lil Wayne concert. I mean, he was hyping it up even back then.
I bet. But yeah, I know what you're saying, just for the simple fact of, I went to the Jungle Tour.
Right.
And he was hyping up Views, and that's all he talked about was Views. I never seen, like, a person promote that much,
And then take that long. There's people that drop, like, 2 albums within that time that he dropped that one, but...
And the things with albums now is they drop unexpectedly.
Right,
For him to, like, promote, and then...
Which I don't think he needed to do. I don't think he needed to promote that much, but...
Yeah.
Whatever, you know. It turned out well.
On a side note, I still think To Pimp a Butterfly is one of the greatest albums of this decade. So just throwing it out there. I know this has nothing to do with views, but I had to get my 2 cents. I can't talk about Drake without putting Kendrick in it. So
I am offended.
He is offended. The views dropped, what, 2 months ago?
Yeah. He did this on purpose, though, too.
Yeah. He had everything lined up.
Yeah.
You got the DJ Khaled for free, which I love.
I love it.
It's dope.
He keeps saying it's a summer anthem, and I agree. I think it's going to be played throughout the summer. Mm-hmm. I think it'll fall off, but it's good for now.
What's
like
DJ
it.
Khaled is known for?
Right.
His summer anthem. How many times? I'm on one. It was another anthem they made. Oh, No New Friends.
No New Friends.
So, Khaled's known for this. So, we get to 4 p.m. in Calabasas. One of those a.m. p.m. titles. 9 a.m. in Dallas. 6 p.m.
Which
in
is
New
a
York.
Big title to have.
Yeah.
That's a big title to have. There's only about 4 of those, 5 of those.
I think it's 4. 9 a.m. in Dallas.
5 a.m. in Toronto.
Yeah, 6 p.m. New York, and now 4 p.m. in Calabasas.
Yep.
And we should have seen this coming, because he's always posting about Calabasas.
Yeah, that was kind of...
We should have known better than that as fans seeing that coming, but hey, what can you do about it? Thoughts about that?
I like it. Good for where he is right now, kind of like just in a resting stage, but like also kind of trying to prove a point that he can hold on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm interested to see what he does next. I mean, I really hope he doesn't do this normal Drake stuff where he's gone for like 6 more months.
Yeah, we can't do that.
No, he can't. He cannot afford that right now.
And for other artists, that is the time where you attack when Drake's not doing anything.
Yeah, you have to.
Hey, J. Cole, I'm talking to you, buddy. we need new music, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, 4 p.m. in Calabasas, probably my least favorite of the p.m. a.m. songs. I mean, it just came out, not even a week ago. So
yeah,
about a week ago.
Drake songs got to grow on you for a little bit.
Yeah, and that's Drake. I mean, he was taking shots at Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
He even used one of his like lyrics, like, ha, 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 ha. Mm-hmm. Like, Diddy's known for that.
Yep.
The beat I wasn't a fan of. It sounded like a 2016 Will Smith type of song. Okay. Which is, Will Smith has Grammys, so it's not
No.
You know, being compared to Will Smith is never a bad thing.
No, not at all.
But
I agree.
I think for that, for being Drake, I couldn't get into it. But it might grow on me. You have the One Dance remix with Justin Bieber.
Like that. Love it.
Yeah, that would definitely grow. I can't wait. What were you about to say? I'm sorry.
I don't see myself listening to that a lot.
No.
Just because it is a remix of a song I like a lot. But I'll turn it on every once in a while.
I will say this: once the DJ puts all those pieces together and makes Justin's part and Drake's part,
exactly, which probably has already been done. But
then it's chops. Yeah. That's gonna be dope because now it's gonna prolong One Dance even longer. When you know One Dance can hold on its own. Besides the point,
I saw that tweet that like Take Care went quadruple platinum. Yeah. Nothing was the same as like 3 times platinum.
And this one would be like 4 times platinum.
Right. Just looking at the statistics here, people. I mean, as much as you don't like the guy, if you don't like him. I don't really know what you're
saying. They don't want you to succeed.
That's what I'm saying. You can say all you want about him, but if you take away his name and his whatever you don't like about him, I mean,
you may not like him, but you're still going to listen to him.
Yeah, exactly.
Polarizing. He's a polarizing
figure. He's an anomaly.
Yeah,
he's an anomaly.
It's the girl saying, "Oh my goodness, I hate him." That's what it sounded like. So, question for you.
Yeah.
I know you have a lot of followers out there, a lot of huge fan base. What are your goals for the future as far as the Anderson 8000 vlogs, YouTube channel?
This is a big question. I would love to bring everything back. I really would, but sometimes it's not as easy as it sounds.
He's on the Drake hiatus, man. Views is coming.
On the Drake hiatus. You know, we brought back the videos for a minute there with the OU trip, which is a legendary video, to be honest. Yeah. I love that video.
It's doing well.
It's doing well. It was
193 likes.
Yeah, no, I like that. And, you know, I've always made videos just to kind of look back on and enjoy myself, and that's definitely one I'll be able to watch the rest of my life.
Great trip. Awesome trip.
Not exactly something I can do often, but I want to get back into it every once in a while.
You hear that, fans? Brent Anderson will be back sooner or later.
Sooner or later. That's
sooner
fair.
Sooner or later. He loves you guys.
Love you. Hard time.
We'll have you back on the fast break. I know you're not a big sports guy, but
right, yeah, guys, I'm not a sports guy, but music I'm here for, TV shows, movies, whatever you want to talk about.
So we'll definitely have you back. Thank you for listening to The Fast Break. Once again, this is brought to you by SeatGeek.com. Use the promo code ALMIGHTY in all caps, ALMIGHTY. Promo code ALMIGHTY, and you get $20 rebate on your SeatGeek purchase ticket. Also, this podcast is brought to you by Fan Essentials. Go to FanEssentials.net and get your first 30-day subscription 30% off. That's 1% a day. Get that off. Dope gear. Dope team gear. Get your Golden State stuff, Cavalier stuff. They do football, hockey, baseball, everything. Once again, this is The Fast Break. We got The Life of Pablo music review coming out to you later. We had our very special guest, Brandon Anderson. Once again, thank you for partaking in the show.
Thank you for having me. Love it. Can't wait to be back.
Can't wait to be back. Back to back. And as always, stay lit.
Right.